Broadband Mobile. Test, test. Anybody hear me?
KBG, you got a good copy on you.
Repeater this morning. I don't know if it's me or the repeater, but anyway, whoever was coming back to me, thanks, but it's all static.
Well, not all static. What about now?
KM4UBG, W4DJW. I hear you just fine. I hear Bob just fine, too, so it must be on Bob's end. W4DJW.
I know I had the repeater full quiet when it came back to me, so. Yeah, I was kind of thinking that myself. Appreciate that, Dave.
No problem. Hope you're having a good start to your day, Kevin. And Bob, if you can hear, hope you get that figured out. You might be just in a bad spot.
I did that in the car. Always check the PL259 on the back of the radio because it will unscrew itself. You'll have output, but you won't have no receive.
That is amazing how that just, you tightened it with all your might, and then a few months later, that thing's loose again. I don't know how, I guess it's those waves. I guess it's making those electrons buzz around those protons and neutrons that vibrates that thing loose. But you're right, it gets loose after a while.
I was talking on the 1-9 repeater, Mount Mitchell 1-9. I was talking to him, checked in the net, and sitting back over in the Bilo parking lot in Simpsonville when it used to be Bilo, and I was talking to them just fine, and I moved the car two parking places up and keyed into our repeater here, and next thing I know, repeater came back to me fine. And one of the guys told me, said, "You got so much static, can't hardly understand you." Well, I moved again, and I said, "Well, let me see if that's it." And I moved like two or three times. I was out in the center of the parking lot then. There wasn't no trees, no nothing. And I'm like, "Okay, well, there's something wrong." And I just happened to reach down under the back of the radio, and I touched the PL259, and I heard that ring go, ling, ling, ling. I was like, "Oh, I know what that is." And put that joker back on, that thing worked pretty as you please. I guess just from moving in the parking lot, or maybe when I moved that microphone the second time, it moved the radio just a little bit and it lost connection. But yeah, ever since then, I've learned how to check those things. And like you said, you can tighten them up as tight as you can tighten them. And them things, you know, about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, 6 months down the road, they'll back yourself back off.
Guess that's why they put, they drill holes in the nut and on airplane mounts on nuts and bolts that are spinning parts and run wires through them and tie them together. You see, like prop hubs, you see where they drill holes through the nuts after they torque them and run wire through it and twist the wire and then run that wire to the next nut and do it again and twist it. And that way they guarantee it, it's not going to unscrew.
A lot of them like that. I've seen a lot of parts is that way, that, you know, have 3 or 4 bolts in line and every one of them have the same piece of wire going through it. So yeah, I've seen that. I never really thought about that, but yeah, you know, they got to be a way to get these things not to back off. This one I've not had no problem out of because it's in a hole. It's a little cubby hole and the radio fit right in it. And, you know, the speaker's in the front. So I just wedged it back in there without breaking the wire off, and it sits in the console all the time, down here next to the floorboard. And I replaced the one in my car not long ago. I got another car now. I don't have the port edge that I had up there, what was it, last year, I think, at the, what do you call it, field day? Now I got a Ford Escape. And, boy, you talking about hard to get to try to run wires for a radio? That is hard, getting the power wires into the car. You just literally have to almost jack the car up to get your hand up in behind the motor because you can't reach from where the windshield wiper piece is back to the firewall because they don't leave you no access point. So I found a hole over here in the corner of the door in the quarter panel with a rubber boot. So I went through that rubber boot with my wires coming from the battery. Just run them through the fender well back there. And that's I mean, that's the only thing I could do. I'm like, wow. You know, they don't leave you no option for that. Somebody didn't think that one over too good.
Okay, my Yorkie is over here begging for breakfast. It's like if she doesn't have it right this instant, she's going to keel over. She's going to flop over. So I got to go downstairs and fix her breakfast. But anyway, good talking to you, Kevin. Have a good day. Be safe, W4DJW.
Steve, you have a good one out that way. And, you get your baby some food there. Yeah, I got three. I got two Chihuahuas and a Yorkie, too, so. But the wife feeds them in the morning time. But you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KN4UBG. I'll be clear.